Vivian, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Your new book, Love in the 40s, When Mail Came Twice a Day, is the time capsule from a period that some people are too young to have known at all, although both you and I knew it well. Your book takes us back to ration cards being necessary at the grocery store and telephone calls so expensive that people wrote letters instead. This is a love story told in actual letters, along with some diary entries that began in 1938 when you were only 13 years old. Tell us how all this survived.
At some point, my husband kept the letters from me, and I kept the letters from him, and they were in a cardboard box and moved 7 times over 68 years. About 2.5 years ago, I thought either I'm going to throw them out or I'll look at them. I began looking at them, and I fell in love with them. I typed them into the computer, and that became this book.
There are the early letters and diary entries that set the stage, more or less, and they establish you in college in the fall of 1943. But the bulk of the book goes from summer 1944, when you met Dan Klein, and June of 1945. By then, you'd dropped out of college and married him. What sort of editing did you do? This is a big book, 515 pages, but I think you must have shaped the material in that box in some ways and not included it all.
I kept pretty much everything, and maybe the book is too long. I self-published it. That means you have complete control. If you try to get a person who will look at your book and then perhaps publish it professionally with a company, they may tell you it's too long, or they may tell you they don't like it this way or that way. Self-publishing, you're really in control. And you make mistakes, and maybe the mistake is that it's too long, but I have had people say, I love long books.
The actual letters in the book, was it a temptation to work over them, to just clean them up a little? After all, they weren't written for posterity. Did you do that or not?
No, I really didn't. Those are the real letters. I think people took more time writing letters, although some of them are hastily written. But I think people perhaps were more verbal than they are today, when there are all these abbreviations and quick little messages on the computer.
One of the things that interested me was the change in casual talk, that slang that you and he use without thinking. Sometimes reads a little dated now, but it's part of the time capsule effect.
Well, it is. A niece of mine has read the book, and she called me long distance the other day, and the first words were, Viv, the book is swell.
Love in the 40s, I think, is your third self-published book. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So what can you tell us about self-publishing?
It has grown tremendously. In fact, there are more than twice the number of self-published books than regular publishers these days. Create Space, which is the one I use this time. The prices of them vary, and how much they will do for you varies. It's a whole field to be investigated if you're interested. One of the few negatives that I have found is that libraries don't tend to take them. Otherwise, you also can hire people to do marketing. Some of the self-published firms do some marketing. That may be a drawback because writers and artists, which I am, are not very good at marketing. I'm trying. The book is available at Kindle and Amazon, even Joseph Beth here in Cincinnati and the bookshelf. I have thought of going to retirement homes and talking about writing memoirs and what's involved, perhaps selling a few books after I've given a talk or two.
I'd like for you to read a little from one of Danny's letters and then something from one of yours.
Okay, this one is on page 119. We've talked a lot about the subject of love. Is it or isn't it or ain't it? A famous line from Burlesque. I've been concerned mainly with why it bothers you so much more than me. The best I can make out of the whole business is the old story that time alone will bring the answer. It's true that you are much more concerned than I, that you might be wishing so hard that you may make a mistake, the dream for reality. I'm not wishing anything except that you make up your mind on my side. At that time we met, marriage plans were the very hazy part of my future. What I do know is that no matter what the future brings, nothing can change the fact that I do love you now.
And now something from one of yours.
Well, this was while I was in college. In class, she had us guessing about the price of things. Guess she wanted to see how much we knew about our economy these days. I learned that an average house cost $3,400, and an average wage was $2,400. I guess I knew gas is 15 cents a gallon and bread 10 cents a loaf, but didn't know the others.
Has anything surprised you about the reception of the book?
Well, yes, a couple of things. I learned that one person had the book on her coffee table and her grown daughter was reading it. And then I learned from a couple of other people that their husbands were reading it. And that really surprised me because I thought it would be mostly women. But apparently the fact that it's in the 40s rather intrigues them.
Vivian, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with Vivian Klein about her new book, Love in the 40s, When Mail Came Twice a Day. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.